reminds me of Gary Suter. That's what I see. Exceptional skater. And when I talk about skating, I'm talking about defensively and offensively. I mean, he's one of those defensemen that's really hard to break down one-on-one. And because his feet work is exceptional, balance is exceptional. Then you start to think about what the defenseman has to do, turning to go get pucks. He reads the play, and he can turn, and with excellent explosive quickness, he beats people to the pucks, and then he can escape pressure. So when you look at just those defensive qualities playing behind the blue line, I think they're essential for a defenseman, and I think that Josh has all of them. Two, he's a guy that will step up and play physical. He likes to play physical. He can catch you in open ice with really good open ice body checks. And he's a guy that competes. He doesn't give in to any type of physical challenge. Number three, he's got excellent offensive awareness. He's one of those guys that can jump into the attack at the right time and create advantages for you offensively. He's got a really good shot. He doesn't have an overpowering shot from the blue line, but he's got a shot that gets through to the net, and he's a guy that jumps into the attack. And I think once he physically matures, he's got so much physical maturity potential in front of him, because he in 2-3 years' time, once that process has taken place, Josh is going to be a very strong player. And I think when you see him at 20, 21 years of age, he's got a chance to be a real tour de force, so to speak, in the National Hockey League.